Okay, so today is Daf Tzadik Tes. We're on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. We're four lines from the bottom. So we're smack in the middle of a question. We said that the makar of Zroa B'Sheila is unique. Right? What's going on over here with Zroa B'Sheila? Lichatchila, you go ahead and cook the aisle together, the whole aisle. Then you separate the Zroa, you give that to the Kohen. Now, how could you eat the rest of the aisle? It has flavor from the Zroa, which only Kohanim could eat. The answer is it's batal. And from here we see it's batal b'shishim. Yeah, but how could that be a model if it's a chiddush? It's a chiddush, because a chiddush is, lechachila you could do this. You can't lechachila put in a little bit of milk, even if it's less than 60, it'll make it more geshmak. A little bit I'll put in. You can't do that. If it fell in, but yeah, but okay, it's going to be batal. Hey, you can do lechachila. So how could this be a model for 60? How could that be a model? It's such a chiddush. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara asks, "Ihachi lemea v'lasamech nami lo ligmar." How could it be a model? How could this teach me 60 all over? Here it's so different because I'm doing it lechatchila. And the Gemara answers, "Atu anan lekula gamrinan." Are we using this for a kula? Lechumra gamrinan. We're using it for a chumra. What's the chumra? Demida araisa minatora beruba bottle. Minatora, it's bottle beruv. Why is it batal barov? Because it's min bimino. It's the same thing. It's the same animal. It's the same meat. It's the same animal. Min haTorah, it's batal barov. Comes along the rabbis, not letting you get away with batal barov. They're requiring a much greater majority of heter. What's the majority? 60 times as much. Where'd that come from? Right here. To learn that, that we could learn, it's no problem. That's answer number one. Answer number two is...
How is it
Batal What?
How is it
Batal
You see the leg.
No, but it's flavor. So Minatora, it's min bimino. All you need is... There is no tam. There's no tam. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So all you need is rov. Minatora, you have milk, and pig milk falls in. Let's assume it's the same tam. I can't imagine it is, but let's assume it is. It's min bimino, it's milk and milk. Camel milk falls into your milk.
Yeah.
All you need is rov. All you need is rov. Is it more kosher than treif? It could be 51 to 49. If you can drink, according to the Torah, go right ahead and drink it. Now, Rabbi said, people are going to get so confused. This year is this. We made 160 for everything. It's a big chumrah. It's a huge chumrah. Why pick 60 out of a hat? No, because right here is 60. That we can learn. Even though it's a chiddush, we're learning it to be machmir. So what's wrong with that? That's one answer. Rava Amar, Rava gives answer number two. Lo nitzrucha, ela l'tam ki'ikr, is only teaching us tam ki'ikr, the bekunshim asr. By kunshim, there's such a concept of tam ki'ikr by kunshim. Kamash malon, but we learn from here, right, that the hacha shari. But by chulin, there is no tam ki'ikr, min haTorah, right?
Where do you get that?
So Rashi, look at this long Rashi. We have to learn this long Rashi here. The last Rashi. L'tam ki'ikr. No sin tam. If something gives off flavor, kimlon de author b'kadshim. We learn by kadshim that it's author ki'ikr mamasho shal iser, as if it's mamish iser, mamish. Right. What does that mean? That means you're making a challah and a piece of treif meat falls in and it's cooking for 3 hours. And you look at, oh my goodness, the treif meat fell in. It's that piece. And you take it out and you throw it in the garbage. But for 3 hours it cooked. Can I eat that meat? Can I eat this child now? What?
No.
Well, let's assume it's not batal in 60. Let's assume it's not. Can I eat it? Why not? Why can't I eat it? Because the flavor got imparted into the whole child. Who made up that rule? Who said that? Where'd that come from? Says Rava, when it comes to kadshim, it's here. When it's not kachim, it's not aser. Minatorah. Midrabanan, it certainly is. Minatorah, it's not aser. Not aser. It's not aser. Right? Minatorah. Vahalo, milsud de katani zehu. And we said, zehu, this is a big problem. Right? Lemute shar kachim. To exclude other kachim. You never have such a thing. Aval chulin, shaper garmina mine, lemeh vishishim. But for chulin, I can learn out 60 or 100. Because no tam ke'ikr, because only derabanan. So what am I learning over here? You call it 60. Ah, it's such a chiddush. Yeah, but all I'm learning is 60 anyway. That's okay. Da'akim lan me'achir av lahatos de'batli beruva. Because where does the issue of rov come from? It says achir av lahatos. You follow the majority. That means you follow the majority of a bezdin. You have 23 judges. Whatever the majority says, right? It also means you follow the majority when it comes to your chalent. If the majority is kosher, it's going to be kosher. Ah, it's not kosher in there. We can follow the majority. The Torah said so. V'alfina mihacha lahachmir, and we learn from here to be machmir. Delo levatel el b'meya or 60, right? We had that right. V'rava less le tam ki ikar b'chulin. He doesn't hold from tam ki ikar. K'demafarish v'azel midaraisa beruba batel midaraisa. All I require is rov el midarabanan. V'achin I require more. V'achin amish min leil Rabbi Yochanan v'mzeches avodah zara. Rabbi Yochanan makes a statement in avodah zara that says like this: Kol shetamo. Anytime I taste, velo mamasho, but there's no mama, there's no trace meat here, just a taste. Why is there no trace meat here? I took it out already. It's just a taste, the taste is swirling around. Ain't lokin' a love. You don't get malchus. Why don't you get malchus? Says Rashi, because it's not also daraisa. That's why you don't get malchus. Everyone argues on Rashi. So no, the reason why you don't get malchus is a whole lumdish of reasons why you don't get malchus. Rashi continues. Vaha. But there's another Gemara in Tzachim that says, Minazir u'mishras, right? So a Nazir is not allowed to drink any wine products, any grape products, yeah? Mm-hmm. What if he has a big, huge 2-liter thing of water, and somebody squeezes in a little bit wine? So is it, let's say, batel b'shishim, not batel b'shishim? So it says u'mishras, any mixture, which seems to imply that a mixture is usher. How could Rashi say it's only usher d'rabanan? Right? So, litein tam ki ikar, says Rashi, nah, sivir le'amaroi basroi da'asmachta ba'almahu. That's just an asmachta. V'lav melef hu da'avilahu. It's not a makar. Why? There's another one. Bnei Yisrael had a war with Midian. Right? And the Torah says, you have to kasher all the pots. You can say, go to the Midian homes. We're going to their homes. They're all dead. Go into their homes. Take whatever you want. Oh, you find a pot? You have to kasher that. But it's a kasher. There's no treif in the pot. No treif food in the pot. Not going to use used food. The clean pot. It was cooked that day, earlier in the day. I only use the pot. You have to kasher it. But I have to kasher it. At worst, there's non-kosher flavor in the walls of the pot. At worst. So that has to kasher it? It sounds like it's also a midaraisa. Torah comes along. You better kasher those pots. Right? So, says Rashi, no. David who nazir v'geule avodas kochavim, the nazir and the geule avodas kochavim, are based k'suv ma'bam ke'echod. Those are the only two places the Torah has an issue. For various reasons, the Torah wanted those two things to be different. Not a rule for the rest of the Torah. The tam ke'ikos daraisa, it's certainly not. Ki'nam or geule avodas kochavim, chidashu, it's a chidash, k'divin hasam. And what do we learn from Umeshras? Umeshras we learn that leheter mitzdarifle iser. That heter combines to iser. In other words, let's say you have a pot, and milk falls into the chalent, and it's not 1 in 60. It's not 1 in 60. So you can't eat this chalent, right? So how do you look at this chalent now? Is the whole thing usser? Every potato in there is usser now? No, not every potato is usser. There's usser in here, but what's the nachkamina? Let's say this chalent pot now falls into a massive pot. So is that whole chalent pot now viewed as iser? Or no? Just whatever percentage is usser. So says Rashi, for Mishras and Nazir, we learn by Nazir that the heter mitzayafel iser. The whole heter turns into usser. It's like one huge piece of usser. And it falls into another pot. That whole chalent pot is viewed as if it's usser. And then now that could ruin the other pot. If it's just a percentage of what's in here, it wouldn't ruin the other pot. It's too small. But if the whole... That's what we learn from over there. What about Tom Kiker? Derabanan, says Rashi, and everyone argues on him. Everyone argues on Rashi. Rashi, you know, went out of his way to disprove every other situation where the Torah seems to hold Tom Kiker's Daraisa. Okay.
But how is it different from the case of the Nazir and the Isle? You can eat the rest of it.
Kachem is different. It's Kachem. Kachem is different.
No, Tom Kiker, but Kachem Usher.
Right.
Usher, by the
way. It's normally Usher. Zoo is an exception, right? This one's an exception, right? Now, so if that's all true, so v'ligmar mine, then why don't we learn out from there, from Zro B'Sheila, that other kudshim is also batal b'shishim. Rashi says on top, l'mishri afshar kudshim b'shishim o mea, that other kudshim could be nullified. Kigon noser o pigel. I guess we don't have such a rule like that, right? So the Gemara says, no, that can't work. Because Goli Rachmana got bechatas. The Torah says bechatas, kol shehiga b'tzar yikdash. Anything touches this chatas has the status of a chatas. Lios kamoa, it becomes like the chatas. Shem psula, tipasel. If the chatas is pasel, it becomes pasel. V'im kshera, and if it's kosher, right? Tochal b'chamer shabah. You treat it as if it's a chatas. Now, a chatas we know. If you bring a chatas on a Tuesday, you can only eat the meat Tuesday and Tuesday night. What if you bring a shlomim on a Tuesday? You have Tuesday night, and Wednesday. What if the shlomim touches the chatas? It becomes like a chatas. Chomer Shabbat. We treat it with the stringencies of a chatas. Rashi says, third line, he tochal zuka chomer shabbat chatas. You have to treat it with the chumrah of a chatas. Shafilu hein shlomim. Even if it's a shlamim, asurin lechel el zichrei kahuna, only male kahanim can eat it, like a chatas, not your wife, which like a shlamim she can. Liyom v'layla, for that day and that night, ulefnim and aklav, it's got to be in the base of Mikdash grounds. V'achah gamrin, lechol yisur kachim, below batle gamri. There is no such thing as bottle by kachim. So, what about the pigle fell into other things, I can eat it? No, you can't eat pigle at all. Why not? Because why don't we let it out from geula, from Zro B'Sheila? That such a thing is bittel by kachim? No, only by Zohar B'Sheila, not by anything else. Okay. Umay chazis de garmina mehayach legamri mehay. Why do we pick one to learn one and not from the other? In other words, why are we being so bachmer? Why do we learn, what's this question? Yeah. Right. Why are we learning out from chatas to be so bachmer and not from Zohar B'Sheila to be so mekel? Why? Why do you pick that? Chatas was so machmer, nothing, no bittel. And by Zro B'Sheila, yes, bittel. So why are we picking that and that? So Gemara says, because Zro B'Sheila is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The lechachil, you do this? Or mi chiddush, lo gamrinan. You can't lose a chiddush. So that Gemara says the same question again. Ihachi, lemeye v'shishim na'mi l'ligmar. That can run out 60 from here. So Gemara says, atu anan l'kula ka gamrinan. We're learning it for a kula? No. L'chumra ka gamrinan. It's for a chumra. The midaraisa beruva batel. Because midaraisa really is batel berov. We're being machmer. We're not going to have rove. You have to have bittel. How much bittel? We'll pick 60. Where you pick 60 from? From Zro B'Sheila. Zro B'Sheila is a chiddush. Yeah, but all we're learning is 60. Ravina Amar. Ravina gives a third answer. Why? How Zro B'Sheila can teach us 60 if it's such a chiddush? Right. The first answer was that it's a kula. Rava's answer was no. We're only learning by kachim. Third answer, Ravina Amar, lo nitzrucha el levakam chetach. It's only teaching me the place where you cut it. The Amar, makam chetach ba'alma aser. Normally it's aser, v'hachashari, and here it's mutter. What does it mean, makam chetach? So Rashi says, di ba'alma, in regular situations, b'chol iser v'heter ha'mechubarim. Whenever you have an iser and a heter that are attached, kigon, hotzi ubris yado. Like the uber sticks out its hand, so he can't eat that limb now, the hand he can't eat. Or could go on Avraham Adulgal, or a hanging limb. Kulon Asurin. They're all Asur. Kedamrinan Bibihema Hamakasha. We learned that already. And over here, it's all attached. Right? It's all attached. And yet it's mutter. That's a special limud by Zro B'Sheila, and it has no bearing on anything else. But it won't stop us from learning 60. Okay. Yosef Ravdimi v'kama l'hashmaita. Ravdimi sat and was saying this over. Amalei Abaya v'chali surin shabatar b'meya. Is that true that everywhere in the Torah it's batal b'meya? If it's batal b'meya, or some said shishim, some said meya. Is that true? V'atnan. We have a Mishnah that says like this. Lama amru. Why do we say kol hamachametz if anybody causes chametz, right? We're talking about now truma and chulin. So you use truma sourdough to be mechametz chulin. Or umetabel, or spices, or umedama, or mixture, right? Now we're going to read this Mishnah, big, very difficult Mishnah, very difficult Mishnah. So what's going on? There's a mixture of chulin and truma. However it is, spices or sourdough or it's a mixture of chulin and truma. Says the Mishnah, very cryptic. Lahachmir min umino. If it's min umino, we'll machmir. Ulahakel ulahachmir min she'en umino. And we're going to be machmir and makel if it's min she'en umino. Very cryptic Mishnah. Very cryptic words. Right? Viktani Seifa. And the Seifa said, Lahakel ulahachmir min she'en umino. I'm sorry. Yeah. Viktani Seifa. Lahakel ulahachmir min she'en umino. Ketzet. What does this Mishnah mean? What does the Mishnah mean? Right? Okay. So greasin are some kind of bean. Which what? Truma, it's truma beans. That's the key. Shenis bashl, got cooked together im adashim, with chulin adashim, lentils. Im yesh behem beno same time, if the flavor of the beans is in the pot, is in the mixture, then, bein yesh bahen lahalos b'mei ve'echad, then even if it's more than 101 times as much, bein ein bahen lahalos b'mei ve'echad, and if it's not, usser, it's usser. In other words, this is a very difficult Mishnah on the ones who said yesterday, this is what Rashi said yesterday. Rashi said that even if it's more than, not only Rashi said it, the Rambam said it also, that even if it's more than the bittul amount by truma is 1 in 100. That's the bittul amount of truma. What if it's 1 in 100, but I still taste the isser? I still taste the truma. Can the Yisrael eat it? Yesterday we had a 4-year machlokas about that. Rashi and the Rambam said, no, you can't eat it. The Ramban and 12 said, yes, you can. So this Mishnah seems to say you can't. Maybe truma is different chumra by truma. It could be by truma it's different. Right? So what's going on here? If you cook truma together with chulin, and you can still taste the truma, even if it's 1 in 100. It's bitter one, but I still, you guess the code, I still taste it. Right? You still taste it. Usser, it's usser. Says Rashi, long Rashi here. The Rashi of Shin is Bashlu im Adashim. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Shalchulin, right? In this Bashlu im Adashim Shalchulin v'ta'amunam, and it's tasty. V'yesh bahem tam truma b'chulin, and I taste the truma in the chulin. Afal pish yesh b'chulin me'ev echad, even though I have 101 times as much. By the way, Rashi should truma dina levatel b'kach. That's the shear for truma, 1 in 100. Then afkalam b'sifri, because we learned that. Where do you get 1 in 100 from? Because we learned that in the sifri, it says mikroy from a pasuk mikol chelba asher mikdash mimenu from any of your chaylev shim nafal b'socha reo mikacho. If it falls in, then it becomes usher. U b'trumas meiser mishtoikra. That pasuk is talking about trumas meiser. Trumas Meiser fell in. What's Trumas Meiser? It's Truma, right? Shehu Echad Bimeya. It's 1 in 100. Trumas Meiser is 1 in 100, right? You give 10% to the Levi and 10% to that, so it's 1 in 100. So what do you see? The Kamashim Chazra Lutoch Hatishim Vatisha Mekachim. If it falls back into the same pot, 99, it's Usser. It's still Usser, right? Mikan Amru Truma Bimeya Ima Usser Usra. Maybe he muteres. 100 is no good. 101 is fine. Vacha, kimin din asenas tam. Even though it gives a flavor still, afal pi sheish kan heter kedei levatel iser usser. Still usser. Why? The time a little bottle. Because it tastes. I don't care about it. Because I still taste it. So it didn't go bottle yet. Harila achmir. We machmir more than 1 in 100. You told me. You just got to finish saying that the shear is 1 in 60, 1 in 100. Not true. So, that's first of all. Now, ain't behind beno sintam. If I give it to a kohen, the kohen says, I don't taste the beans at all. Doesn't taste at all. Bein sheyesh ben laal semei ve'echad. Then whether it's 101, bein ain't behem laal semei ve'echad, or it's not 101, mutter. It's mutter. Because of the taste. What about 60, 100? No. Dismissed, right? Right, look at the next Rashi, long Rashi. These Rashis are very, very good. That's like you're reading them because it really helps. He says, "Afal pi she'ein kan heter kedei levatel mutter." Even though I don't have the shear, it's still mutter. D'chi be'inyan echad mimeya heicha di'isur be'enihu. When do I say 1 in 100? When it's staring me in the face. Chitin b'chitin. Or kol davar shel nizbashel. Whether it's wheat and wheat, or something that's not cooked. Avol hacha, delesa be'enei, where it's not in front of me. It's not here anymore. It got all mixed up. It all got cooked. Lo be'inon echad b'meya. Hare lahakel. That's a kula. Avol min b'mino, l'olam lahachmer. No, we didn't translate that. We didn't explain that part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, min b'mino lahachmer. Min she'eno mino, it depends. So what does it depend on? If the time is here, then I'm makel. If the time is here, then I'm machmer. Time's not here, then I'm makel. What about min b'mino?
So you remove the actual iser from the pot.
Maybe you don't, because it's all cooked together.
Is it less of an egg?
What? No, less of an egg means you can't see it anymore. It's not recognizable. Got cooked in here. We made a whole dish. Got cooked in here. One bean of truma fell to 100. So it's all mixed up. I can't taste. That's what it means. Less. It's not here. I can't see it. Come on. You need two things to make it mutter. Number one, ain't no same time. Number one, I can't taste it. Number one, the echa rumeh. It has to be the right size. The Rashi held yesterday, right? Ketani miha. Anyway, what is all this? What did we learn all this for? For the following. Why did we learn this? Dechi lo yoev taima. If I can't taste it, lo beina meyav echa. I don't need 101. Ubamai batal. Now, what is it batal in? La v'shishim? Is it at 60? Right? Alma bittel hecha deleka tam v'shishimu. I only need 60.
Right.
They came up with yesterday with the number 100. Where did 100 come from? By truma it's 100. Only in certain cases. Otherwise it's 60. So the Gemara says, no. Ein behen lalos b'meyav echad. This is part of the question. Ein behen lalos el meyav echad. El amai la b'shishim. So we said you don't need 100. So isn't the answer 60? So what do you see? Do you always need 60? So Gemara says low. No, really it's b'meya. Right? No, it's a machlokas. But if you hold 100, the question now is, why? What's the story here with the truma case? Why is 1 in 100 mutter? Why would it be so makel? So the answer is no, really we're talking about b'meya. Really we're talking about b'meya, right? The answer, what he meant to say was that 100 is good enough, you don't need 101. That's what he was saying. Only el lo b'meya. Vachi kamar, says Rashi on top. Ein behen echer u'meya shel heter, el u'meya shel heter. Levad, you only have 100. Ha'iser, mutter. 100 of iser, 100. The pot becomes mutter. It becomes mutter. Why? Not sure why. Now.
Even if you taste it.
What?
Even if you taste it.
No, if you don't taste it. But we said before, that he said, we started off this Gemara by saying, yesterday we had a machlokas. Is it 60 or 100? Why 100? Why 60? Zero b'shela, with the bones, without the bones. Now the Gemara says, 1 second, anyone hold 100? Anyone hold that? But by truma, they make up by 100. So how do they make up by 100? It must be, they make up by 100, but also by 60. That must be the, that's what the whole Mishnah was with truma. So the Gemara says, no. By truma was also 100. Over there was 100, not 101. That's all he meant to say, it was not 101. So the Gemara says, 1 second, v'ha midereisha b'meya, since the ratio was talking about 100, ha-seifa b'shishim. The seifa must be talking about 60. Right? Diktani, what did it say over there? Reisha lahachmir min b'mino ketzad. The case in the Mishnah in Truma was, the chumr was, ketzad lahachmir min b'mino ketzad. What's the case? Sar shel chitin, sourdough of chitin, of Truma, shenafa l'isis chitin of chulin. So I have a little bit sourdough. How much sourdough do you have? Very small amount. V'yesh bokadei l'chamet. It's enough to turn it into chametz. V'bein yesh bokadei l'halos me'ev echad, but bein ein bokadei l'halos me'ev echad, usser. You have 101, whether you have 101 or not, it's usser. Why? I guess because it's so strong, so the Gemara is going to answer. It's so strong, it's not bottle. Ein bo l'halos me'ev echad, if it doesn't have 101, then bein sheyesh bokadei l'chametz, bein ein bokadei l'chametz, usser. It's usser. So what do you see? Resha v'seifa b'meya? Same thing. They're both talking about 100. Right? Whether it's min b'mino or min b'eino mino, it's the same 100. Right? So the Gemara says low. Resha b'meya v'chad. Resha is talking about 101. V'seifa b'meya. Seifa is talking about 100. So we're not talking about 60 at all. So the shita that holds 60 could still be a good shita. V'chiyesh b'kadeh l'chameit b'meya v'chad amai lo batal. So if it's 101, why is it in a batal? We said before, the reason why it wasn't batel was maybe it wasn't 60. But now it's saying, no, it's 100, 101. So why isn't it batel? You have 101 times shkul of truma. Why isn't it batel? Ishtik, he didn't have an answer for that. Why isn't it batel? Amalei, dilma, shiny sar, dechemeto kasha. No, the sar is different, sourdough is different, because it's very, very, very flavorful. Right? It makes chametz. It's a totally different thing. Okay? As a matter of fact, Amalei, he said back to him, id kartan milsa, dam Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. You reminded me of something Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina said. Lo kol shiur in shavin. Not every shiur is the same. No, we're saying even till now we've been saying that truma is different than chulin. Right. That's just because Rashi said both out of a pasuk that 1 in 100. But now he's saying different food items have a different shear. Now we just said chametz is different. The sourdough, because it's so powerful, has a different shear. Damar of Chanina, Yossi Rav Chanina, charetzir, fish brine, shiru, karov, lemasayim. It's almost 1 in 200. Fish is very, very pungent, right? Smell fish, right? Guy eats fish hours later, you still smell it. It's very pungent. 1 in 200. Did not. We learned. This is in Trumos. Dag tame, a non-kosher fish, tsiro usser. The brine of a non-kosher fish is, believe it or not, also usser, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, revius bimasayim. It's a revius in sasayim. A revius in sasayim. So, it's 192. That's what it means. A revius in sasayim is 1 to 192. So if you have 192 parts of something and a little fish falls in, it's still usser. The whole mixture is usser. Why? Usser. You can't eat non-kosher fish. What about 60? Forget 60. 192 is the shear. Where do you get that number from? Because you can still smell it. You can still taste it. That's, go through all the numbers, because a revius is a revius of a log. A log is 4 revius. So a kav is 4 log, 16 revius. And a saw is 6 kav. So it comes out to 192. Fine. So where'd that number come from? That's because not every food item is the same. Fish is 192. Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda.
What's a kid? Dag tami tira yosher. Why wouldn't it be yosher?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that question. Right? Someone asked that question? You have some reason. I don't know. That's a good question. Now, where does fall in? Where did this dag tzir fall in? It fell into other fish,
right?
It fell into other fish brine. So, 1 second. From Rav Yehuda, minimina lo batel. The minimina is not batel according to Rav Yehuda. What's 192, right? It's the same Rav Yehuda. How can he say that? He holds minimina is not batel. How could he say 192? How could that be possible? So, Gemara answers, shiny tzir. No, tzir is different. The zeya ba'almahu. It's just zeya. Zeya means sweat. It doesn't mean sweat. It's not food, really. It's not food. It's just the moistness of the fish. I don't know exactly what that is. It's only us. 1 second. It's only us midrabanan. It's only us midrabanan. It's not really. It's not really etzem trefa fish. It's only us. Yeah, midrabanan. We don't eat that. We don't eat fish brine or non kosher fish. It's not really fish. It's only the fish brine. Therefore, Rabbi Huda wasn't machmer to say min b'mino is lo batel. He wasn't so machmer.
So it's not even drabana. That the brine of the fish is mortar.
What?
The brine of a tummy fish is
Minotaurah. Minotaurah. Because it's not really fish. What is it? It's some kind of residue. That also Minotaurah. Midrabana is also. Says Rabbi Huda, normally I hold Mimbino is not bottle. That's only Rabbi Huda. I'll say it's bottle 192 times. Okay. Yeah. What was your question? Exactly, one in a billion. Exactly.
No, it doesn't matter. It should be one of the bulk position no matter what.
Why?
Because it's the same mino.
Right. So Rabbi Yehuda has a shita.
Right.
Min b'mino is not batel. Where did he get that from?
Right.
No, we got it yesterday. Right. From the Yom Kippur dam. That's where he learns it from. Right? It's a hard shita. If you think about it, Rabbi Yehuda makes a lot of sense. Doesn't he?
No, but then Rabbi Yossi is saying about the different shurim that he's talking about is min shelo dimino.
Where?
The different shurim that Rabbi Yossi lo kol hashir shavim. He's talking about min shelo dimino because it's min bemino that makes no sense. So he was bok with shisho no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably talking about min shelo dimino, which is, we knew already before, anything that knows in time doesn't matter what shir it is.
No, no, he's saying that, no, he says, good question. He's asking that not every food item is the same, because fish is so pungent, it's not going to be about the 1 in 60. But the case is, it falls into kosher fish brine. So there is no tom.
Tom doesn't change.
Tom doesn't change, there's no tom. What do you mean, what is so pungent? The whole thing is pungent.
It's Mimbimino.
Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says, 192. The Gemara asked, yeah, but what about Yehuda? No, it's something else in the Rabbanus, it was Makel. So maybe it means if it would fall into non-kosher, if it would fall into Minsha Edomino, that would be 190. Yeah, that's what it must mean that.
Right.
Even though the case was Mimbimino. Right? You hear that?
Yeah. How come in the previous case, the distinguish means 100 and 101. How come I don't distinguish by 60, 60 and 61?
We do.
We do?
I think so.
We did it, but not by Edomino.
I think it's always 1 and 61. I'm not sure. I know that in the beginning of Hilchas Tarovas, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. I don't remember what it says. If it's 1 in 59, 1 in 60, 1 in 61, I know there's a whole hot there. I don't remember.
You measure so precisely.
What?
How do you measure exactly 1 to 60, 1 to 61?
That's why Tam Ki Iker is so important. Because if it's Tam Ki Iker's Darabanan, I'm not 100, it could be Makel, it's a suffix. Right? So normally...
So you remove the item.
So what if it's milk? What if one of the kids spilled a little coffee into the chalm? It could happen.
Sure.
So how much coffee fell in? A little milk in there. Even the coffee has so little milk. But how much milk fell in? 1 in 60? I'm not 100% sure. You're never going to be 1,000% sure unless you have your big pot of chalm and a little tiny... So if it's tam ki iker, there's no milk doesn't remain. It gets dissolved.
Yeah, but it's there.
That's considered tam ki iker.
Really?
So if it's only the asa derabanan, then you could be makel on a suffix. It's a big issue. That the whole issue is that.
But Tom Kimmer was the thing was not be'en anymore.
Right. So yeah. Liquids are never be'en. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they have to remove the thing. They have to remove it.
How are you getting the milk out? It's all got dissolved.
I'm gonna get it.
That's it. You can spend years on this. People learn this to get smicha. They spend years on it. They analyze every angle here. Right. We're doing it in a week. Okay. Ketzad b'shairin. So the Mishnah said, how do you measure this 1 in 60? So we said, you have meat and turnips, and you pretend that it was, would you taste
the same.
The turnips, right, and the meat. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, b'basar, b'roshe liftos. It's meat with the leaves of the turnip, not the roots.
Turnip tops.
Masnisin, d'loki haitana. This Mishnah can't be like the following Tana. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel benos Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, ain begidin benos in tam. The gidin have no taste. So according to him, this whole test is a waste of time, right? The hahu, but it's a waste of time. Now, story. Hahu the asal kamed Rabbi Chanina. There was a story about a guy. Some guy came to Rabbi Chanina, and what happened was the gidin asher fell into some other pot, and he wanted to know if he could eat the meat. The pot. Have Yosef Rabbi Yehuda bar Zevina Ababa. Rabbi Yehuda bar Zevina was sitting there. Ki nafak, when this guy went to go ask Rabbi Chanina the Shaila, Amale, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Rabbi Yehuda bar Zevina asked this guy, my Amalach, what did he tell you? He went in there to ask Rabbi Chanina the Shaila, what did he answer you? So Amale, Shari Nehile, he said, it's mutter, go enjoy yourself, go enjoy the child. Amale, so Rav Yehuda bar Zevina said, "Hadar ayel lekamei, go back and ask him, right? Go back and ask him again. Maybe the Ran says maybe he didn't understand your question. Go ask him again because I don't think it's mutter. So go ask him again. So he went and go ahead and asked him again. Amar man have come entirely. Who keeps bothering me with the same question 100 times? Zil emalei leman diyava baba. Go tell the guy sitting by the door, Rav Yehuda bar Zevina. Go tell him." Ain't beginning with no sin tam. It's not no sin tam. So what do you want from me? There's no, I don't have to do a test. There's no tam. So therefore, if there's no tam, it's bittel rov. I don't know. Right? Now. What? It's if you hold in begin but not same tam.
Yeah.
What? There's no reason to oser it if it falls in.
No,
now, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat Kiddush. Why are you not allowed to eat it? Because the Torah said so. Right. Has no time. Good. So if it falls into something else, you're going to be lucky. You're going to be lucky guy. Because it's not really going to be oser. Because it's not Tyroves, but no time.
So you don't need Rove even. No,
maybe you need Rove. Because otherwise it's oser.
Otherwise you're
going to it's oser. Right. It's oser. So how much was it? It was a little piece. The whole thing was chunked. Good. Go ahead. Go enjoy yourself. So he was saying, but go ask him again. I think he's wrong. No, I'm not wrong. Ain't beginning with no same time. Kiyosel or Kamei Dravami, Mishadol Le Kamei, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chalov. He asked him this person, Demori Le Datera. He said it's mutter. Mishum De Rishu Ben Levi, because Rishu Ben Levi said ain't beginning with no same time. Let's really, we don't hold like that, right?
Because we spent 2 days just saying about the no same time the kid does.
Vehilchasa ain't beginning with no same time. We paskin ain't beginning with no same time. Now, do we really paskin that way? I don't know if we really passed that way. That's what the Gemara says. Ein begin b'noz and tam. The question is, what kind of machlokas is this? How can there be a machlokas if it ain't begin b'noz and tam? Go eat, go taste it. Go to taste it. Does it have a tam or not? What kind of machlokas is this? It's a machlokas in Metzias. Does it have a tam or not?
But what's that related to the chin that
surrounds the... Oh, that's the answer that they give. So this question was asked by the Rajba. The Rajba asked this question, and the Rajba answered that everybody holds ain begin b'nosin tam. Everybody agrees to that. The question is the omnam hakinokinos shabo, which are the fat, the offshoots. Those nosnim tam. Those have a tam. And the Tanaim argue when the Torah says the git itself, therefore ain begin b'nosin tam, or do they even include these other offshoots? So therefore there is a tam over there. So,
who
did the question better than the answer, no?
Yeah.
So, that's the story, and we'll pick up tomorrow on the bottom line, Gid Hanashash and Hizbashal. Right? And now the Gemara comes to the famous, look at the first two words, Vilavatel Biruba, why isn't it Bitel Barov? Right? All right, we'll do that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Okay.